Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from from Montreal, Canada at the IIIHS Spiritual Conference here at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Montreal. Montreal is such a beautiful city, and I'm so happy to be here. I will be giving a presentation on how to contact spirits on the other side on Saturday evening, August 13th, and another presentation on Tuesday evening, August 16th, with messages from the great masters, including Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, and Michel Nostradamus. If you are in the Montreal area, please come by and visit. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle and Puget Sound area, and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with listeners in over 70 countries. Today's show will be really special because during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful psychic named James Wanless. He's also the creator of well-known of the famous Voyager tarot cards. He's an amazing psychic, and his list of clientele includes such companies as Mitsubishi, Oracle, Kaiser Institute, Stanford World Internet Center, Sun Microsystems, Ernst & Young, and Sandoval Island Resorts, to name a few. During the second hour, from 3 to 3:30 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful lady named Sylvia Chukwemia, who is a wonderful traditional Aymara healer and organizer of the Coco Leaf Museum in Punto, Peru. Sylvia is descended from the pre-Inca people who inhabit the southern Lake Titicaca region in Peru. She was born and raised in a small highland village and then left as a young woman to pursue her education and professional life, only to return later and learn the traditional teachings of her people there at Lake Titicaca. She's an expert in the ancient art of reading coca leaves for divination and healing, and her interview should be really out of this world. Then for the rest of the second hour, from 3:30 to 4, I'll be interviewing a really interesting gentleman named David Lorimer. David lives in Scotland, and he's considered one of the world's most accomplished researchers in near-death experiences. This is a pre-recorded interview I did with David in July 2016 in Italy, when both David and I were attending the Infinite Consciousness Conference sponsored by Professor Irvin Laszlo. He's the medical he's the program director of a group called the Medical and Scientific Network. The Scientific and Medical Network is a worldwide professional and community membership organization for the open-minded who want to bridge science, spirituality, and consciousness. I think you'll find his interview really interesting. He's also the editor of Network Review in Montauban, France. His website is www.scimednet.org. That's scimednet.org. He has discovered that we are all one and we are all connected, and I think you'll find his interview really out of this world. I really appreciate everyone's support for this radio program because Out of This World is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. And with that, I want to thank everyone for their wonderful donations and support, especially Marco in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan on Camilla Island, Robert, Julia, and Louise in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Corey in Kent, Robert in Bellevue, and everyone around the world who have helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a much better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal at the Crystal Voids Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, the Tokelin Hotel in Tokelin, Washington, and the beautiful Listel Hotel in downtown Vancouver. If you're in the Vancouver area and you'd like to stay at a really nice hotel, please consider the Listel. What makes it different from other hotels is that they have an active environmental program that helps clean and protect the environment in Vancouver, and they also support local artists. Their telephone for reservations is 604-684-8461. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. And any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's designing my website and providing wonderful support. My dear friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project in the Emoto office in Tokyo, Japan. My friends in the Galactic Alliance have been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Krima, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. people. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for over 22 years. And if you'd like to contact family or friends who passed on or learn how to do it, please call me or send me an email. My phone number is 509-750-9793 here in the United States. And my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We're supported entirely by donations. If you'd like to donate, please go to our PayPal link on our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, or you can send your contribution to me at Ted Marr, 1347 Deer Brush Drive, Southeast Olympia, Washington, 98513 in the United States. I wanted to tell you also that Out of This World Television is now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in Puget Sound in Washington State on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. You can also see all the programs on YouTube and video either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World Television. If they haven't already been loaded up, we should have 13 episodes coming up for the program. I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference last month. It was an incredible experience. And we'll be having another conference next year on March 10, 11, and 12 in 2017 at the same location. If you didn't see the videos, you can get the videos for just $49 by sending me an email. And with that, I'd like to go to James Wanless, the creator of the famous Voyager Tarot cards. He's an amazing psychic, and I'd like to play his interview now.
Hello, friends. I have a wonderful man with me today named James Wanless. He created a tarot card called the Voyager way back in the 80s, and it's been one of the most successful and well-known and best-selling tarot cards in the world. And James, thank you so much for coming on Out of This World Radio today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure now that I found you somewhere here in near Bellevue, right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Well, you know, James, many people do many things with their lives, but how did you ever start this project of creating a tarot card?
That is a good question. I ask myself that a lot of times, but I used to be a professor of political science, so it's obvious, right, that I would move a segue into the tarot world? Not really, but I always knew there was something more than knowing lots of stuff through books. And I got into meditation, and shortly after that, I had the opportunity to travel the world, basically. And I just left academia and started in Africa and all that. And eventually ended up a year and a half, 2 years later, in India. And got hepatitis. So I got really sick and thought I was dying or whatever. And then I heard about a Tibetan Buddhist monastery, a Western meditation course there. And I said, oh, sign me up. All I can do is sit around and lie around, you know. So I went in for a month and did the whole traditional thing there. And I was healed. And political science and my old career was history. So now I'm on the path. But the path doesn't pay the rent. But nevertheless, so I spent the next year and a half or something traveling all over Asia and all of that and keeping up my meditation practice. And eventually, when I got back to America, 4 years after I left the country, which I kind of trashed my career, and sometimes you have to do that. You just have to blow it up in order to do your thing. But anyway, so I'm teaching these meditation classes in San Francisco, the Bay Area, and all that. And one day I had a reading with one of my faculty colleagues. Was an anthropologist who did the cards. I said, well, hey, you know, I was never a card player. I've never played bridge. I never played poker. I'm not a card guy. So here I am having a reading, cards, and thinking, God, I like this. I can do this. This is powerful mojo. This is fun, even. So I just never looked back. Took a class, started doing readings professionally, almost died that first year. You know, they say follow your bliss and the money will come, but they just don't tell you when. So that was always a problematic thing. And then I, several years after I started doing the cards, I started creating Voyager, this multicultural tarot, which was really very revolutionary at the time. And 4 years later, after starting that, the deck Voyager came out in 85. But basically, I've been a seeker. You know, and I just want to know what's really going on here. What's below the surface a lot, actually. I guess I like to know what's below the surface. Maybe I've always been kind of a person like that. So anyway, and the tarot is very, very rich in terms of accessing and tapping into the subconscious and into the collective unconscious, the so-called archetypes that we have. So to me, it's a wonderful psychology. It's a mindfulness kind of meditation. It's a navigation tool. I do not go by psychic predictor. I am not that, and I've never wanted to be that. I just stay away from that. I'm a navigator. I help people how to create the future of their choice. So it's fortune creation, not fortune telling. So I'm a little bit different on the tarot end of things and gravitating more and more into the psychology aspect of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So I take it you've been using your tarot cards for many, many years. And do you give readings yourself?
To myself, you mean?
Oh, for other people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it kind of shocks me when people sort of ask. I mean, that's been my staple forever. Mm-hmm. But I do love teaching. Mm-hmm. I am really a good educator. And I like to give people the tools to do their own readings and all of that, you know, rather than become dependent on somebody else. I'm really bad. But so, yeah, I do a lot of consultations, and it's good stuff, really good stuff.
Well, would you like to use me as an example to see what comes up now?
We can do that. We can do that. So here we are with the Voyager cards, 78 of them. They're big cards, as you can tell. They're not your average little.
They're beautiful cards.
Yeah. Thank you. I worked with another artist working with him, and he was doing the collage, and I was doing the symbology. So I don't do these standard layouts like you might see in classic tarot readings, the Celtic cross, or any of these kinds of things. I just don't do any of that. So for me, it's conversational tarot, and it's just kind of a Q&A process. So what do you want to look at in your life? What do you want to, you know, get some insight into what aspect of life?
Well, thank you for asking, James. I appreciate that so much. I know. What sorts of things I should be doing now to maybe make the world a better place?
Okay, so the way I work is I need a little bit of a context. I don't just pull stuff out of the air.
Within the context of my radio and television programs.
So, but you're seeing that you might be able to evolve it in new and different ways? Is that what you're looking for?
Perhaps. I'm also writing a book now called Messages from the Masters, where I'm going through messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, and other great masters on humanity's bright future and what we can do now to make it a better planet.
Oh, that sounds interesting. But you're in the radio's going along, right?
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. What else was there?
It's a television program, too, that I have. But one thing it'd be nice to get is syndication for the radio program.
Okay.
I looked at that last year. I just need to spend some time doing it.
Right.
Would be
right.
Nice.
Okay. See, this is, I mean, to me, this gets way more specific than trying to, I don't know, pull something out from wherever. I don't know. So let's look at each of these areas, actually. But first of all, let's ask the general question. I want you to pick the card. I'm not taking responsibility for your cards. Let's pick one card with the intention of what about, you know, growing your work, growing you, and leaving a more powerful legacy through your work. Let's see a card on that. One card. Anywhere, anyhow, I don't care. I've seen it all. Turn it over. And, wow, the commencement card, which is, number one, anything that sparks people, that is a catalyst to other people coming out of their old selves and into their exalted self, their true, authentic self. So anything you do that gives people the juice, the inspiration, the guidance to get people going, to help in their own transformation process to become all they're meant to be, that's good. I mean, that crosses the board. I wish that should be true for everybody. You know, because you come with, this is an energy card. It's called the Four of Worlds. There's four Mars planets in here because it's an Aries card.
Wow.
Here is the Ram.
Wow.
So it's spring. It's the springing forth. So as you spring forth, you help other people come out of their shells and out of their old selves here. Mm-hmm. And that's that's good enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we all did that, the world would be a better place, sure. Obviously. So, but this card that says also, get going. Mm-hmm. This is not just maintain and go along the same old, same old. And mm-hmm. and this is a card that says whatever now in your work really turns you on, what's got the juice for you, that's where you want to go. Because you're on the right path anyway in terms of what you're giving to your listeners and everybody. So that's not really... The issue is you sustaining yourself and being inspired yourself. So when you're inspired and turned on, that's when your work is at its highest form, and that's the best we can do.
Thank you.
Yeah, but let's get specific now.
Okay.
What's interesting is when you listen to people... You can be so psychic, you know what I mean? If you just observe and you listen, you probably know this. Because you brought up the book thing. Mm-hmm. The book thing, which obviously has some, you know, spark for you.
Right.
There. So what about the book? Let's pick a card on that. What about it? Does it have a title yet or anything?
Messages from the Masters. Cosmic Wisdom from Professor Albert Einstein, U.S. President Kennedy.
You look like Albert Einstein.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
You know, I mean, really a young Albert Einstein.
I've been told about 100 years ago, he and I were together in the same kind of soul family, linked. Our souls were linked.
Really?
And he split off and went to Switzerland, and I think I went to the States. So,
oh, wow.
We did two different things. And
but do you have any kind of a Germanic or...
Yeah, I do. I'm part German. Yeah.
Part German.
From southern Germany, Bavaria. So.
Bavaria.
Yeah.
But that's not really Germany. Bavaria is a Bavarian.
Yeah, well, it's close to Switzerland. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. It's interesting. I have an Einstein card here in the deck.
Really?
So if you were to pick that card, that would be the jackpot. Now, let's not try and do that. The whole idea is pick the truth. So what about your book? Messages from the Masters, I think.
Yeah, from the Masters, but it's meant as a book for these times, and I think we're going to have some troubling times coming up ahead. I know our future is bright, but we're going to deal with some challenges, and people will be looking for guidance. So that's why I've asked these great spirits for their wisdom, because I know they know more than we do here on how to handle what to do.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what you get. Oh, the Empress. What a beautiful, beautiful card. I mean, the goddess, the mother, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. Mm. She's the earth, but the creative aspect of life, to create life, preserve life, protect life, grow life. And it's productive and rich. I mean, and it's universal. This is a global card, and you're pregnant with it. I mean, if you look at the woman, the mother, she's pregnant, which means... This book is in you, and it's coming out. I don't know what it's due, but better sooner than 9 months, we hope.
No, I hope to have it done here. I wanted to get it done by the end of the month, but the end of the month now is tomorrow. So, it's as soon as possible.
Yeah. This is such a success card. And it's not a dream card, a field card, a vision card. This is a bottom line success card. I mean, seriously, great. You did good.
No.
You did real good on this one. So make it have birth. Give it birth. It's going to be successful.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
It's incredible. Now, what about the syndication of your radio show? Pick a card on that. Woo. That's more businessy kinds of things, right? I mean, you got to... I don't know what you have to do that, but you can... I don't know. It's kind of confusion. which might be a little bit of conflict. How do I go this way or that way, or should I or should not? Should
right,
I stay
exactly.
or should I go?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah,
oh, brother. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, I kind of have that. I think a lot of us have that in today's. I mean, where am I going to go with my content?
Right.
You know, really,
right.
Where am I going to post it? Places. I mean, I had that conversation this morning with my dad. I actually picked this card for myself, face up, this morning. I mean, I do a lot of face-up cards.
Oh, wow.
Like, I know my situation. I want to pick the card that reflects that.
Mm-hmm.
I just go in and pick that card because
mm-hmm.
I know it's going to help me. But this is a very cool card if you hang in there with the confusion and the chaos and the just kind of the ambiguity. If you kind of hang in there and keep working it, then ultimately you're like this lightning bolt that breaks the crystal. It's like, boom, you have the breakthrough, the great aha. This is the aha card. But in the meantime, it's messy. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I was attracted to a second card simultaneously.
Okay.
But
let's see it.
I don't know.
Well, now you get balance, which is a very orderly mental card. It's Libra, very sharp. I mean, this is a mental card. This is a great writer's card, by the way.
Oh, good. That's what I need.
Great writer's card. Okay. It's a good card in terms of resolving any confusion you might have, but it does not come quickly or easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, because here you are balancing this possibility with that possibility, this and that. And so it's, and you're kind of on the edge and not exactly sure which way to jump, you know? And so what I do, I have one of my best books is called Intuition at Work. When I was doing a lot of corporate work in Australia, I had to write a book. You know, these guys need a book. So, okay, I wrote the book. And it's a good one. But anyway, when we're in that state, and I'm in it, we get all the facts, we get all the options, all the possibilities, and sit down, get quiet with yourself, and feel it out. And what does your intuition say? And trust it and follow it. And that's all we can do.
I had a gentleman on my program a couple months ago from the Hollow Earth named Zora. And he said, make decisions according to your heart mind, not your logical mind, but your heart mind. You'll never go wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant because that's what I do. Matter of fact, I'll sit down and I'll say, what does my brain want? And the brain will have its agenda, of course. And then what does my heart want? I literally put my hands on my heart, what comes to me emotionally. And then I go to my stomach. To the gut. And what is the gut? Because that's kind of the second brain, according to a lot of people, is the gut instinct, gut feelings, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I even go to what I call active imagination, which is a Jungian, Carl Jung psychology technique of visualizing somebody who would be an expert in the field. A mythic person or a real person, visualize them, see them, and have a conversation with them. Ask them, what should I do? Oh, great one.
Okay.
You know, it's very cool.
I do that quite a bit, actually.
Oh, really? Who do you go? Who's your go-to guy?
I have a bunch of Professor Einstein, President Kennedy. I have my dad, of course, foster mother. I have a lot of angels on the other side who I ask all the time questions.
But that's pretty rare to have a father you go to. I mean, that doesn't happen that often, I don't think. I mean, there's so many father-son, you know, and father-daughter issues, really.
I'm not saying we didn't have our issues before, but we reconciled before you passed on, and I'm very glad we did.
Right, so but you have great admiration, respect for his...
Absolutely. Wisdom. He's now an ascended master.
Oh, well, there you go. Wow, that's beautiful. And you have angels on your side, so you're well guided.
I have a lot of them.
That's really sweet. I love that. I love that. Well, that's good. Did we have another question, though, about with your reading? What about the television thing or anything else?
I'll ask one, a personal one, about love life.
I was going to say that, but I figured I don't know if we want to get that personal on the show.
That's fine.
Okay, so Ted, what about your love life? I love the what about question. Just pick a card. What about your love life? And I love the what about question because it's so open. Disappointment. Well, most likely you, like all of us, have had our disappointments along the way. But the hopeful thing is we don't carry it with us into the future and shy away from really a lot of women have had rough times and divorces and all that. They just don't want to get involved again. So they're still bringing the memory of disappointment and divorce and all that and don't want to get involved. I don't think that's really your case here.
I know what the card means.
Yeah, right. And that's what usually people do. But going forward, we're looking at your love life.
I would like to. Yeah, let's bring a card in that's going forward instead of
then passing over old battlegrounds.
Can I shuffle these?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the tarot world is so full of beliefs, which if you believe them, I suppose they're true. I don't believe any of them. I've broken every rule in the book, so do it your way. Wow, the tower. So the tower is a pretty dramatic card in tarot. It's revolutionary, actually. It's Mars. It's the spiritual warrior. It's the card of radical, immediate change, revolution. So you might be going along, there's nobody in my life, going along, and then boom, out of nowhere. I mean, this is unpredictable. It's like the volcano blows all of a sudden, you know. But this is also the communication tower. The more you communicate, like get syndicated, have your book, etc., the more you are heard and seen and read, the more visible you are. That's what this card is suggesting. That's when something happens.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's not about, oh, I'm looking for my love. You know, it's not that. It's just doing you more.
Okay.
More powerful, more like this tall tower of power here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And you're a very sweet man, from what I can see. But this is like, yes, I'm sweet, and, hey, I've got a message. And I want to get my message out to the world. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, your magnetism, your attractability is magnified.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask, too, is can I ask a broader question? Like, what did the...
What about the election, you mean?
No, I don't want to waste time on the election.
Please, I feel like that.
No. But I do want to ask about the future of humanity in this planet.
If that's great. That's a good question. I love it. So here, get your hands.
Okay, well, I'm going to shuffle the cards now.
Yeah, right. Here, I can hold this.
Okay, and then,
right.
And then, James, when I resonate, right. When I get the message to stop, that's when I stop.
That's right. That's the only way to do it.
Okay.
There's no logic, left brain reason in this.
I said to stop. I said to get this card here.
Okay. And the card is equilibrium, which is a balance card. If you look at it, it's two of cups, and two is a number of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Cups are emotions, so it's emotional equilibrium. So it's a mixed bag.
The future is a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's got its upside and its downside.
Well, that probably I'm getting is short term. I'm looking more long term.
Really long term.
Yeah, I'm looking long term. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The survival. I mean, of the species and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see another one on that because this is the card of kind of muddle along. We're muddling along this equilibrium. We're getting along and hopefully not too late for some things, you know, because when nature takes over. Wow, devil's play. In classic old medieval tarot, this is the devil card and it's satanic. I mean, it's evil.
Well, then forget that.
Yeah, but this is Greek. I went pre-Christian. So this is the Dionysian celebration and dance of life. But it can be twisted and weird and, you know, why? It would be tough to read this one.
Well, I think what it means is several things I'm getting and that I'm tying in is that There's a split happening on the planet now.
Okay.
And the planet itself is slated for ascension into the much higher dimensional realms.
Mm-hmm.
And we are meant to create a far better and much happier planet than
we have right
now.
I agree with that. Yeah.
There are certain negative entities on planet Earth, however, who like the old school, they like the war, they like the violence.
That's our devil.
That's the devil's play card.
Exactly.
And they will be splitting off into a new planet that's like Earth, but in a lower dimension. And I've been told it'll be in the same orbit as this planet in this solar system, but it'll be on the other side of the solar system.
Right.
And so for me, that's how I interpret this card, that if we don't make the right choices, people here can end up in that lower density planet. Instead of being happy, they could be working out their karma in a negative way for many thousands of years to come.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the devil is ignorance. And ignorance is ignoring and not seeing. really, and understanding and all of that. And that's not the highest vibration.
Right, exactly.
So when you say I just read the most amazing scientific article about the possibility of other Earths around. If you don't believe there's another Earth around, you've got problems. You know, it's just a clear deal. Right. But they're all at different levels. Uh-huh. In states, like you say, of vibration.
Right.
These are not particularly high cards.
Right.
I don't know. I wouldn't bet on on any of these cards. They're indeterminate for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. Not the end. There's not total end of things here.
Right.
But the butt is big.
Yeah.
But one thing I like about the cards is once we've previewed, we are prepared to prevent, preempt, or prevail.
That's true.
Information.
That's true.
But do we absorb the information? What do we do with the information? You know what I mean? There's a lot of people, we get all the information, they still won't see it or believe it because they're still ideologically back in the Middle Ages or somewhere.
That's true, Jim. That's true. Well, let's if we can, ask one more question.
Sure.
I'm not sure what should I ask?
What should you ask?
Yes.
Well, what is your path of personal evolution and growth? How do you evolve? What's your path? Your path.
Well, my path is to make this planet a better place.
Okay,
I know that's my sole purpose.
Okay, your soul. Well, that's good enough. So you just keep on that.
So I'm always asking, how do I do that?
Right. Well, so, you know, one of the great questions I love to ask is the red flag.
Oh.
The watch out. What do you have to pay attention to?
Oh, okay.
That which could screw it all up.
Okay.
That which could block you, but
all
could.
Right.
All right.
All right.
I love that. The
okay,
red
kind
flag.
Of a warning.
A warning, absolutely.
What would you be looking for?
A forewarning.
Right,
exactly.
Well, here's a card that I picked up here.
Oh, time, space. Oh, my gosh. This is so you. I don't think that we're going to... I mean, the time, space is the most... Talk about relativity and the great sciences and quantum and everything about everything. This is beyond time and space, and what is time and space, and this is the past, the present, and the future all in one, and concepts where it's hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I guess, and this is who you are, this is the futurist.
Mm-hmm.
This is the futurist archetype.
Mm-hmm.
Are you understood by people? I get that. To me, the red flag about that would be you could be so out there in a way, because some people are, and I don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Are you...
I think the message here is to always boil down things that I see in the future or complicated concepts to a set of very understandable concepts where people can readily grasp them.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had that trouble before, but it's something that I should be aware of. That's what I'm getting.
I agree with that. I mean, I can be like that too, and I think it makes perfect sense to me.
Sure.
But because this is a very... this is... In the 78 cards of Voyager, this is the highest consciousness card.
Oh, really?
Oh, totally.
Interesting.
This is, I can go anywhere in time and anywhere in space in consciousness.
Uh-huh.
You know, but am I just totally so far out there that it doesn't have any impact down here because I'm speaking something people don't get?
Sure.
Or are you just a space cadet? I mean, there are some that are like that.
Right, you know. Yeah.
But the fact that you have a radio show, you're a communicator, writing a book and all that, you're not that. I mean, you're bringing it down to the planet here.
Well, we asked for any warnings.
Right.
And they said to try to get things down to a level where people can understand it. I think that's the message.
I agree with completely.
That's the message.
That. Yeah.
That's the message.
For sure. I mean, this is a brilliant card for you, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
In old tarot, this card is called, like, Last Judgment. Like judgment.
Oh, okay.
Like now that I've croaked, now where am I going to go? Heaven, hell, or somewhere
really?
In between?
Oh, no.
It's kind of, and the devil, it's all the old Christian ideologies in there.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, okay. And.
Sure.
And there's other ways of looking at life.
Right.
So
right.
I took out of the Last Judgment. I got my three Buddha judges here.
Uh-huh.
You know, but this is a card actually of judgment in the sense of evaluating where we're going. And what do we have to watch out for if we want to create the future? What we need to do to go different directions to correct our course. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very, very great card for creating the future,
mm-hmm.
yeah, which is your work.
Right, which is my work. So
absolutely.
That's good.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. I think it's such a you card.
Mm.
I'm going to find this card in the deck and send it to you. I'll definitely do that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and the tower for your love life. Good luck. It's the tower of power, the communication.
Uh-huh. Well, interesting. Interesting. Well, amazing.
Yeah, that is pretty
amazing.
Cool.
James, tell me, what's the most incredible experience you've ever had doing a tarot reading for someone? Or several incredible experiences?
There's been a lot of them over 35 years, obviously.
One
that was really weird and unfortunate. I mean, there's a death card in the deck. It's death.
Okay.
And it comes up all the time. And it's mm-hmm. usually letting go, releasing, change,
sure,
new life,
right.
liberation, stuff like that. It's
uh-huh.
true.
Sure.
Usually, very rarely does it, I mean, ultimately we're going to die, of course, physically, but rarely does it indicate an imminent death.
Uh-huh.
And so I never really read it that way. And so I did a reading for this guy, totally healthy. I mean, he's a runner, and he's not old, you know, and da-da-da.
He works out, takes care of himself.
Absolutely, does all the right stuff.
How old was he?
Oh, he was probably 50-ish. I mean, he wasn't young.
But he took care of himself.
He definitely took care of himself. And he picked the death card, and it was kind of at a party, and his wife was there, and other friends, and all of that. And we all kind of laughed, and, you know, well, there's something changing in your life. He died within 2 months. I mean, it just,
really?
Yeah.
What did he die of?
You know, this is a long time ago. Oh. I can't really. I think it was a stroke.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a brain thing.
It was something that he wouldn't have seen coming.
Right. Right.
Interesting. What was his reaction when he pulled the card?
We all kind of laughed. I mean, it was like, yeah, no, nobody thought physical death. He didn't. He wasn't freaked out by it at all. Change in his career, probably something like that. But I must say, there's so many, you know, this whole psychic, I mean, the vibration and stuff going through the air and synchronicity. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I did a consultation and I was talking, somebody was picking a card. We asked a question, and somehow I should shut up, I know better. I was talking about the partnership. Collaboration and good collaborations are synergy and all that kind of good stuff. She picks the synergy card. Boom. The second I said synergy, she picks the synergy card out of there. I mean, but that stuff is typical. But it's always a mind-blowing to me, you know? This invisible mystery. It's phenomenal.
Right.
So I think it's what makes me keep doing this, actually.
Mm.
You know? Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I grew up, I'm a pretty left-brained person. You know, anybody gets a PhD in something, you know how to write papers and do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of reasonable logic there. This is not.
Mm-hmm. Professor Einstein always used to say that God doesn't play with dice and everything happens for a reason.
Oh, I think absolutely. But it's so complex. And so, I mean, if you're going to look at our lives, your life, my life, and okay, that happened, and I think if you took it back, like why did that happen, you could probably find what led to whatever happened, but good luck. I mean, there's so many things happening in this universe, and as soon as you know them, they're history anyway.
Well, I think what happens is that things sometimes are predetermined. There's such a thing as destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Professor Einstein thought, that the universe was actually a determinate universe, where things are determined sometimes even beforehand.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I did not know that.
There's a certain amount of free will, but he always felt...
Right.
Yeah, this was in context of physics, but I think it also has an overlay as well of other dimensions, and that's something very interesting. I've always thought about his comment.
Well, I work a lot in Asia, and there was a woman several years ago who kept Japanese, and she kept pressing me like, "Well, Dr. Wallace, what's your destiny?" And I don't know. That's my destiny. I don't know. Maybe I'll go to the library and find a life purpose book. I mean, I don't know my destiny. I didn't really buy into it. But it provoked, you know, some seeking on my part. And ever since, I've been, okay, what is my destiny? I think it's a really worthwhile, you know, state of being for everybody to try and figure out who the hell they are, excuse me, and their destiny mm-hmm. here. And I think it does exist.
Yeah,
I think it absolutely does yeah. exist. Because when I start to connect the dots, mm-hmm. yeah, there you can see a pattern mm-hmm. from the get-go, from a kid, from when you come out of the womb, probably, really, mm-hmm. to now where we are. I think you can see that whole progression there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's got to be some layout for this, some patterning.
My spirit friends on the other side tell me that before you're born, you sit around with you make a plan, a soul plan,
okay.
with other members of your soul family,
okay.
about what roles you'll play, what life lessons you'll learn.
Right.
And it's not extremely detailed. It's kind of like broad strokes.
Right.
And you have choices during that time
right.
To learn what you want to learn and also what you need to learn.
Yeah, you know what freaks me out a lot is people are either or thinkers.
Mm.
It's kind of the old logic, the tyranny of logic. It's this or that. That's ridiculous. Spiritual thinking is both and.
That's right.
You know, yes, there's free will, and yes, there is a predestined pattern here for you. Yes, yes, yes. And I think once we get into yes and, it's all true, that makes life a lot more interesting and infinite. You know, I love that, because either or leads to good and evil and war and peace and war and all that kind of stuff. It's terrible.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in your own career, do you think you planned to switch to plan a new career as a tarot reader and a tarot writer from being an academic guy in political science?
No. To me, that was unpredictable, you know. But I value, I love systems, I love psychology, and I love freedom to do it my way. And I'm, from the get-go as a kid, I was that way. I'm a really good student, but I'm always high on the creative side. And I'll like my political science dissertation, my PhD, was about the mafia. It was about the Cosa Nostra. I mean, talk about the underworld and things that nobody at Columbia had any professors that had any knowledge about any of this. But that fascinated me. So I was always interested in that underbelly or that invisible stuff and getting really, like, just like a seek. I'm just really interested in this. So in a way, going into the tarot sort of fit that kind of aspect of me of breaking away and going into the subconscious worlds, in a mm-hmm. sense, here.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. I'd love another story, if you don't mind sharing another story from one of your many tarot readings.
A story from one of my many tarot readings. I did, I mean, I, you know, I do so many of them over the years. I mean, thousands and thousands. I mean, I can't even count them. Okay. But I did one. This happens a lot. I did one yesterday with a brilliant woman here in Seattle. Really, truly brilliant. And she's a businesswoman and totally spiritual at the same time. So every question she asked about her business was the best by far. Success, the emperor, they were all these business cards. She picked one. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was like spectacular. Then when we asked about her spiritual growth and awareness, kind of blah, 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 she had the highest cards. Illumination, this time-space card, all these, the magician, all these incredible, you know, higher consciousness cards. So it was like, whoa, this is awesome. So then, you know, I could have bet on this, but this happens all the time. I still think it's amazing. She, like you, then asks, what about my love life? And then things get so messed up. Oh, my God. I mean, that's not a spectacular, you know, thing, but it's so typical here that cards somehow do not lie. And when I do, I teach a lot, I do a lot of workshops, and what blows my mind also is when you're sitting next to somebody, you're in the same orbit, and they'll pick the same cards over again and again and again, and they don't even know each other, and they both have their own decks and stuff, and the same. What is going on here? What the bleep?
Wow.
What the bleep? But that's what I love about this whole thing, this quantum weirdness of it all. Mm-hmm. But it's every day to me. Mm-hmm. I wish I had some, I could remember. God, this is so many stories. I didn't have to really think about that. I don't know, you know, and I do. Well, one thing I really love to do, here's a good one. Here is a good one. I do readings for groups, like a business team or even small companies. And what I do is have everybody pick one card from the deck on what they bring to the company, what they bring to the table. And they talk about it. The cards are great for bringing people out. Talk about an icebreaker. Oh, it's an incredible tool that way. So anyway, this is a Silicon Valley company, advertising way back 15 years ago when everybody's making money there. And it was easy to advertise a company. They were really totally successful. So I do this reading where there's the mental cards, the spiritual cards, the emotional cards, and the bottom line legs, the business cards for the entire group. And so out of 40 people, they had a ton of emotional cards and da-da-da. They were all great. They had one out of 40 people bottom line card. I mean, there was no grounding. I mean, to me, it's symbolic of how you stand on the earth, the legs. There was no legs. Mm-hmm. And they had all this huge consciousness and heart and all that kind of great stuff. And I said, your business is at risk, according to the reading. But it was hard to believe. They were out of business in a year.
What kind of business did they have?
Advertising for in a high tech in Silicon Valley. Out of business in a year.
Interesting.
Cards don't lie, but cards don't do. That's a thing.
Let me ask this. I wanted to, we're getting close to the end here, James, but I wanted to ask you an interesting question. What should I do in the next week?
Oh, okay.
Short term. That's a short term question.
Yeah, okay. Next week. Pick your next week.
In the next week. Yeah.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Next week. Your next week card. What should you do? I love any question is a good question. The problem is most people don't have questions, or they do, but they don't know how to ask them, or are afraid to ask them.
I see.
The question, Einstein, is more important than the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, live in the question.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah. And it's the absolute truth here. And I love what he's got so many great quotes. Imagination more important than knowledge. Yeah. I use that one all the time.
Yeah,
because people think, I don't know enough. I say, just use your imagination. It's magic.
That's
believe
right.
in it. Come on, man.
It's popped out.
Oh, the star. Woo. Well, acknowledge that you are. This is Kuan Yin here. And Kuan Yin is this Asian goddess who is the light bearer. I mean, she's the star. She radiates, is the way shower to other people. So in terms of your work, this is right up your alley. I mean, this is who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here is this goddess who is a luminous, radiant, luminary, bringing light to the world and light to people's lives. So make sure you're enlightening people this coming week.
All right. Well, that's very good advice.
And wear something. Well, why not? It's fun here. I mean, she's got beautiful clothes. You might want to wear something, maybe something a little different.
All right.
I'm not saying get a dress or anything.
But look nice.
But look nice, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at her, she is a goddess. But would there be any person or a woman in your life who would be like her?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Well, the fact that this woman comes up, this archetype, it might behoove you, if you felt, you know, intuitively, to connect with her in some kind of way, or even interview her or something like that, or invoke the Kuan Yin goddess. Who is the goddess of goddesses in Asia? Here.
Really?
Yes.
So this is the, would this be a princess?
No, this would be more like a queen. This would be an Isis. It would be a priestess, not a princess.
I see, a priestess.
Yes, this is the high. This is the celestial priestess. This is as high it gets. This is the angelic world. So bring your angels in for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. This is the highest along with that. See, your cards are so interesting. If we looked at them, the pattern is, you've got to some major male cards, but some major female cards, which we like. You have a really good yin-yang kind of balance here with the balance card as your centerpiece here, at the actual card called balance. And then you've got this towering communication and time-space kind of futuristic stuff that's out there. But then this very down-to-earth, very real. So it's a, you're a very balanced human being here, which doesn't always happen.
Thank you. That's nice of you to say that.
Well, here, cards don't lie, but they don't do. I mean, cards are information, but fortunes are, our futures are made. And if we go along with our true inner voice, you know, and follow.
That's true.
Yeah. Then we're living our destiny, and life becomes, there's a concept called future pull. We are pulled along by the life force. If we're, you know, if we're following our true self here. You know, and I think the cards, because it's an intuitive selection, it, that's why they're so real here. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, you're very revolutionary in your thinking with the tower and time space.
Thank you.
Yeah, and very compassionate, gentle, down to earth, mild. You're not a, you know, I mean, you've got that aspect to you, which is very. Very soothing and very healing. And yet your mind and your consciousness is out there. And so you're busy balancing all of this.
Well, my radio program's called Out of This World. So.
Oh, really?
So I'm out there.
I didn't know that. I remember your email was something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Out of this world. But you are in the world here, you know, which we like.
Thank you. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great stuff. Great stuff. Yeah.
Well, could you please tell my listeners your website or people how people get a hold of you?
Sure. My website is James, my first name, J-A-M-E-S, with a little hyphen. And my last name is Wanless, W-A-N-L-E-S-S. So it's jameswanless.com. Pretty simple.
Wow. James, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. You've given so many interesting stories and information. Is there anything else you'd like to leave with my listeners today?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love these oracles and things like that. And the thing I'm really interested in now is creating a 21st century roadmap for how to live up to our expectations with a fulfilling life and a whole life, a sustainable life and a real life, true success, and trying to figure out the roadmap. How do we navigate? Because we can't rely upon the old ways. The old ways just don't work anymore.
That's true.
So I'm busy really trying to develop Voyager into this roadmap here through these personality archetypes that are here, because this is the psychology of the self. So we can't rely on anything outside of us, so we have to rely on ourselves. So my message today is believe in you, get your own act together, because you are it. You are the one. Nobody outside of you. Take responsibility, and if you trust yourself, trust that inner voice, follow it, be true to it, good things happen.
We all have the unique spark of the Creator within all of us, and we all have a purpose here.
Totally, totally. And find it. And I don't think a lot of people know it. And they may know it, but can they live it? Because they're in another situation, you know.
Yes, right.
Again, the spiritual path, the path of evolution, is not particularly easy.
No, it's not.
And it requires change. And a lot of times, letting go of things and, you know, disappointments along the way.
Exactly, exactly.
The spiritual warrior, the path, the road less traveled.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me today. It's been really a lot of fun. Thank you so much for sharing all your beautiful knowledge.
Well, cool. This is great. And I love the fact that you're sitting on the floor interviewing me. That's very humble, but that's very rare. Really, really rare, and that's very telling about a person. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, James. Thank you, James. I've always thought I'm no better than anybody else. I'm just here trying to make.
Yeah. Right. But you are exalted at the same time. You know, you have that going on.
Okay. Thanks. All right, James. Well.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend, for coming on today. Really appreciate it.
You bet. You got it. I love it.
That was a wonderful interview I had with James Wandless. He's a famous psychic and tarot creator of the Voyager Tarot Cards. Please stay tuned for our next hour with Sylvia Chukwimia, who's a famous Peru Indian healer, and David Lorimer, one of the world's most interesting people on near-death experiences. Please stay tuned to our next hour, friends.